Mr. Speaker, because speeches made here on the House floor are preserved for history, I want to speak to the future, to present a plausible scenario and an apology. An apology to be heard by the survivors. An apology to every victim of what will forever be known as the Iranian nuclear attack. I expect it'll be after the year 2030 before anyone takes any real notice of this apology. Someone will find it while surfing what remains of the Internet, maybe in Israel, Western Europe, or here in the United States. Someone surrounded by the smoking ruins of leveled buildings. The incinerated corpses of those lucky enough to have been killed in the first seconds of the blast. And the wails of anguish of those left to die and mourn. So to the people of 2030, on behalf of America, I'm truly sorry. I'm sorry we failed to stop President Obama from releasing $150 billion to fuel the destructive fantasies of terrorist leaders in Iran. That lit the fuse. I'm also sad to say that the people hearing my message in 2030 will bear witness to the fact that Iranian missiles can indeed deliver nuclear holocaust to America's soil. So to our countrymen of 2030 and to our friends in Israel, whose land now lies fallow and wrecked, let me now say, we were wrong. We struggle to imagine what you must be going through. The death and destruction that once haunted your nightmares now plays out before you. Families and friends are either dead or lined up at makeshift morgues to claim the bodies of loved ones. Food and water are scarce or contaminated with radiation. Refugees from the blast area stagger down gridlocked highways where traffic stopped when the detonation occurred. How did the leaders of 2015 let this happen? The answer is simple and sad. Because despite our best efforts, we couldn't stop the deal that funded, armed, and unleashed nuclear hell from the madmen of Iran. We allowed the power and persistence of the foolish to deliver a corrupt contract with a nation of terror. And in 2030, the day of reckoning arrived. And for that, I'm truly very, very sorry. May God have mercy on us all.